My dear friends, today is 24 days in the month of Tevis. That's a special day on the Jewish calendar. Do you know why? It is the anniversary of the passing, the Yortzeit, of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya v'al Shulchan Aruch, Harav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. He was the founder of Chabad Hasidism. Chabad Lubavitch Hasidism was founded by Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who is known as the Alter Rebbe. He is the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch and many, many other great works that he has written. And so in connection with the Yortzeit, Chusa Yogan Aleinu, may the schus of this great tzaddik and Nosi Hadil rest upon our people and all our loved ones, and God should give that from now on we should have Odi Simchis and Achis. I'm going to give you a story in connection with this, a great day and this great personality, and you will understand why I'm so excited today to be able to give this to you on this program. Rabbi Moshe Meisels, one of the most highly respected Jews of Vilna, had been a student of the famed Gaon Eliyahu of Vilna. Later, however, he became a loyal chosid of the Alter Rebbe and was ever ready to undertake any mission the Rebbe would assign to him. The latest assignment he was given was indeed the hardest, the most dangerous. This was connected with Napoleon's invasion of Russia in the year 1812. Napoleon's victorious armies marched through Europe. Victory after victory brought them ever closer to the borders of Russia. At that time, Rav Moshe received a secret letter from the Alter Rebbe. In the letter, the Rebbe informed his trusted chassid that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah during the Musaf prayer, it was revealed to him that if Napoleon Bonaparte would be victorious over the Russian Tsar Alexander, the economic position of the Jews of Russia would be improved, but their spiritual well-being would suffer. However, if Tsar Alexander would win, the Jews of Russia would continue to suffer hardship and persecution, but their loyalty to God and the Torah would become even stronger than before. Since for Jews, their spiritual well-being is the most important thing, the Rebbe felt that it was most important to do everything possible to help the Tsar in his war effort against the French invaders. Besides, the Rebbe had a very low opinion of Napoleon. The Rebbe regarded him as a ruthless, arrogant, and wicked person who denied God and was only concerned with increasing his own power and glory. Even if it meant inflicting untold misery on countless human beings through war and bloodshed. Apart from this, the Rebbe felt a debt of gratitude to the Tsar, who had personally intervened to free him from all charges in connection with the libels of high treason against him, which had resulted in his being twice arrested in 1798 and 1800. Now the Alter Rebbe saw an opportunity of repaying the Tsar in his hour of need. When Napoleon's army reached the gates of Vilna, Rav Moshe Meisels found himself in the occupied zone. He became friendly with the French officers and made a most favorable impression on them with his wide knowledge of languages and general education. When an interpreter was needed to question captured soldiers and officers, or to deal with the local populace, or to issue public notices and proclamations, of course, Rav Moshe was much in demand to help carry out these tasks. It did not take long before Rav Moshe became the interpreter and translator for the French general staff, enjoying their fullest confidence. Their confidence was reinforced by the knowledge that in Jewish intellectual circles, Napoleon was held in high esteem, being regarded as the deliverer from Tsarist despotism and the bearer of a new spirit of freedom and enlightenment. The French were certain that such an intellectual as Moshe Meisels was surely one of such circles. With all this, Rav Moshe was readily accepted at the headquarters of the French army, and he could come and go there freely. Thus, Rav Moshe was able to learn many important military secrets, and through his connection with other Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, he was able to transmit important information to the Russian generals on the battlefront. One of the important services which Rav Moshe rendered for the Russians was the saving of a Russian military arsenal on the outskirts of Vilna, still held by the Russians. He had learned that French agents were planning to blow up the arsenal, and he was able to alert the Russians in time to strengthen security around the arsenal. The French agents were captured before they could accomplish their deadly work. Once, when Ramesha Meisels happened to be in the French general headquarters, the generals were making plans about their next attack. Huge maps were spread out on the table, and the generals debated heatedly about the various possibilities of distributing their military forces on the battlefront in order to give the Russians an unexpected blow. Ramesha, pretending not to hear or not to see what was going on, showing no interest whatever in the heated discussion. The generals on the airport paid no attention to him, as he was sitting in a corner working on some translations. Suddenly, the door burst open, and in came Napoleon in his usual brisk manner like a whirlwind. The generals sprang to their feet and stood at attention. With one glance, the emperor took in the whole scene. "What is this stranger doing here?" he demanded, pointing to Ramesha. Without waiting for a reply, Napoleon rushed up to him, exclaiming, "You are a spy!" Saying which, he pressed his hand to Ramesha's chest to feel if his heart was beating rapidly at having been unmasked. But Ramesha's heart was not pounding. Its heartbeat remained steady, and his face did not pale, as he calmly replied in perfect French, "Your Majesty, your generals appointed me to be their interpreter, and I await their orders." His cool manner and calm voice completely disarmed Napoleon, and his suspicions were immediately dispelled. Thus was Ramesha saved from certain death. The strategy of the commander-in-chief of the Russian forces, Kutuzov, was not to engage the French in a decisive battle, but rather delay their advance as much as possible and let the Russian winter do its share. He figured rightly that a scorched earth policy and extended French line of supply, together with the severe winter cold, would eventually break the power of the French invaders. It was vitally important to this plan that the Russian major forces should not be overwhelmed by a surprise attack. Consequently, all the military intelligence plans of the French were of crucial importance to the Russians. Kutuzov and the other generals at the front generally appreciated the help that the Alter Rebbe gave them through his devoted Hasidim. When the advance columns of the French came close to Lyadi, the Russian generals provided the Alter Rebbe with many wagons and horses to help the Rebbe and his family and others who wished to evacuate to leave as quickly as possible, providing them also with passes through the Russian lines. After Napoleon's crushing defeat in Russia, Tsar Alexander also expressed his thanks to the Alter Rebbe's son and successor, Rabbi Dovber Schneuri, the Mittel Rebbe, and awarded him the special title of Honored Citizen, a title which was hereditary. This greatly enhanced the position of the Mittel Rebbe, as well as of his successors, in the eyes of the Russian government, and stood them in good stead in their dedicated work in behalf of Russian Jewry. When Ramesha Meisels related the episode of his encounter with Napoleon to the well-known Chosid and Gaon, Rabbi Isaac Alevi of Humna, one of the leading Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, Ramesha declared that the Aleph Beis, the most basic teachings of Hasidus, had saved his life at that particular moment. He explained it this way: "The Rebbe has taught us that Aleph, the first principle of Hasidus, is that a Jew has to use his natural powers for the service of God. One of these natural powers, as the Rebbe explains in his holy book, the Tanya, is that the brain rules the heart. In other words, according to the nature which God created in man, Reason is basically stronger than feeling. More simply stated, a person has the power to control his emotions. However, it is not enough for a man to know this, but he must persistently train himself to exercise this power in his daily life and conduct until it becomes a natural habit with him. In actual practice, this simply means that whenever one feels a strong desire for something, one should say to oneself, I can do without it. Needless to say, this applies not only to things which are forbidden by the Torah, but also to things permitted by the Torah. For one must not overindulge even in such things. The exercise of such self-control is the Aleph of Chassidus, which the Rebbe has taught us. And having mastered this Aleph, one can steadily advance further. Thus continued Ramesha, I have schooled myself to achieve absolute self-control, so that in everything I think, speak, and do, I let my mind rule my heart. And where it is important for the heart to express its feelings, the mind too must have its say, to make sure that the feelings do not get out of control. And so I train myself to control my feelings, not to get excited under any circumstances, and not to be overwhelmed by anyone or anybody. And this Aleph of Chassidus saved my life. And so, my dear friends, this is, as we would say it in the plain vernacular, the name of the game. If you have that power, that should be mind over emotion, your mind, brain over your emotions of your heart, then you are safe, and then you will be able to handle any kind of situation with God's help. And it shouldn't affect your health. Let us hope that the teachings of the Alter Rebbe will go a long way for each and every one of us, not only in this point, but in many others that he has taught us in his Sefer HaTanya and all of the other writings and the Shulchan Aruch. And God will help that we will see soon that it will be Hokitzu v'hananu kol sheikh de'ofa v'heim besocham. The time, as the Rambam promises us, as we believe in the resurrection of the dead, that they will all arise once again. The Rambam will be there, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, and the Alter Rebbe will be there, and all the other tzaddikim, and so on and so forth. Up to back to Avraham Avinu. And God will help that we will be zeichet to see Moshiach Tzidkenu speedily in our days. Have a good week, and now, until next week, God bless you all.